Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
However, if you are a drinker, here's the other side of this. Now, there is an asterisk to this, by the way. There is a caveat to this.
I know what you're about to bring up.
So most people who consume alcohol on a regular basis are aware, moderation. And in the U.S., they currently suggest limiting yourself to a couple a day.
Do they?
That may not be the case for much longer, based on a report concerning upcoming changes to the guidelines. Now, as things currently stand, the official dietary guidelines for Americans state that men should have how many alcoholic drinks per day, defined as one 12-ounce beer, a 5-ounce glass of wine, or
these are like
shot.
The limits that you should have.
This is what they say is the limit per day.
Oh, so
limit.
Two. Yeah, you said how many you should have. Like, I don't think the government's ever going to say, you should be drinking.
They're saying you can have two, right?
Yeah. You had your two glasses today, sir.
Right. Huge. Slacking son of a bitch.
Get on it.
Women are one a day, by the way.
Well, yeah. They're tiny, Miles.
That adds up to 12 a week for guys, 6 for members of the opposite sex. So, while there are plenty of people who don't have any trouble staying under those guidelines, most of my friends do not. So, according to Reuters, doesn't say that in the study, but that may not be the case for much longer. As the outlet spoke with multiple sources who say the people responsible for publishing those guidelines, which is a joint venture between the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Agriculture, they are gearing up to eliminate the pre-existing cap in favor of a vaguer approach.
Vaguer.
Simply stresses moderation and a limited but otherwise undefined intake of alcohol.
Nice.
Now, it should be noted,
this will not change my drinking habits at all, but at least I can now quote this and be like, get off my back.
Yeah, you'll feel better about yourself.
Well, also, every time you go to the doctor, you pack, like, everything's great with flying colors. Like,
it is, and they're so disappointed. Yeah. You guys get this, the doctor gets disappointed, and it's always the same thing, right?
You're healthy.
I have been lucky enough that my health has maintained, right? And doctors, they all crack this same joke, but you must be eating your vegetables. And it's, honest to God, every time I go to the doctor, I'm like, I don't eat vegetables. And they kind of chuckle. I'm like, I am dead serious, man. I don't eat vegetables. How can you still be alive if you don't eat vegetables? I'm like, listen, I'm not here to explain science to you. All I'm telling you is, like, since I've been able to feed myself, I have not eaten vegetables. I do not eat vegetables.
And fruit, for the
most
part.
I will not eat vegetables. I might drink a smoothie, but the banana ruins that. But that's about it, right? I would drink orange juice. I don't eat a ton of junk food, really, but do you smoke? Yes, I smoke. You should quit smoking. I do know that. And then they ask, how many alcoholic beverages do you have in the course of a week? And I make the mistake of being honest. I'm like, in a week, probably like 49, about 7 a day.
Okay.
Right?
What do you consider junk food?
I don't know why.
Because any given day, you got a bag of chips.
But why would you hit him with 49?
Because.
I was going to say 50.
Well, no, because in my mind, I'm like, if I average about 7 a day, 7 a night, right? Some days it might be 12 and the other days 5, whatever. But I average it out to about 7 a day because that's about right. 7 days in a week. So I go 49.
49 drinks a week, you're saying.
On average, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I tell the doctor. And then they think I'm joking. And I'm like, man, I'm not joking. But then they don't believe because they're like, well, you should be in worse health. I'm like, I'm not saying you're wrong, man. Look, I brought my body to you. You're the one who's trained in this. You're telling me that I'm fine, and that's great. but you're so unhappy about everything I've just told you. And I'm not saying this to be defiant, but like, look, I smoke cigarettes because I'm addicted to cigarettes. I drink booze because I really like to drink booze. And I don't eat vegetables because I think they suck. And I know from a doctor's point of view, all of these things are terrible. And you're right. But it's not having any effect on me, so I don't want to hear it. You know what I mean?
You are truly an anomaly, Steve.
Well, they want to find something wrong. Like, you can see that the doctor is irritated.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I want to give you bad news. And it's like, if we wait long enough, you will. Right?
I want to send you to a lab where they can check and see why you're able to do what you do.
We're all in the business of sales, okay? You don't go to a psychologist and they go, you know what? Normally we do 8 sessions. You're good, man.
All right.
You only need one.
Right.
We're done here. I'll never see you again. No, they go like, well, the next time we talk, we're going to get into some different things.
There is good ones, though. I've been in enough therapy over the years. Like, I mean, they're like, you don't have to come in nearly as much.
Sure. Well, that's fair, but you've been there for a while. It's never one and done.
Right. First time you come in. Like,
oh, man, you're sane. You're good. You have no problems. I don't even know why you're here. Go away. I don't want your money. That's how they do it. Like, you know, even your insurance says you get 4 sessions.
Right.
Whatever they do.
Then we're done.
Yeah. By the way, on the alcohol tip, there's one little caveat here.
Boo.
Some major players in the alcohol industry have lately been dropping a serious amount of cash to lobby health officials to adopt a less stringent approach and add there's a chance a specific cap could still be included in an appendix to the new guidelines. So they're expected to be released within the next couple of weeks.
So basically, the booze lobby paid these guys...
Correct.
Just, hey,
it's almost like
people.
The tobacco lobbyist went like on the side of the cigarettes now. Says like, yeah, I might get sick.
Right.
You well, know? Dude, the thing is, Gen Z, they don't drink. Like, they just don't. Like, my cousins, we talk about it all the time with their beer garden. And they're like, it's noticeable.
What is the vice? I mean, are people vaping? Is it because we are just not doing anything?
I mean, vaping definitely has gone up.
Right. They but got
also,
that.
Also, frankly, anymore, like, the more people I talk to, there's just more drugs, but not hard drugs. So probably more, I think some of those people would be more apt to eat, like, a magic mushroom.
Okay.
As opposed to going out and just, like the drinking culture, for some reason, just isn't part of them. And I think they just think it's kind of gross.
Well, from a social standpoint, too, that's not where they meet their friends. Like, if I have my friends, I'm going to meet them at the bar.
Correct.
They don't do that.
No, but he's right, though.
They do different activities, different stuff. I mean, from my kids' perspective, I see this.
Yeah.
So they'll get together for D&D night every single week. There's no alcohol involved. Maybe there is, but it's not that's not why they're there.
Somebody brought a six-pack.
Maybe.
Like a six-pack.
And it's a cider or something, you know?
Right,
like
right.
You have one, and it's 8%. And,
but, I mean, even people, like my brother is just not really a big drinker. Like, he'll drink on the weekends we go out, but he's just not a big drinker. But then somebody in our family kind of had a medical thing, and they had to stop drinking. Even we were talking, I was like, I don't know. That's just what you do. You go, hey, I'm home. Let's meet at the bar.
Yeah.
Always. Even if you're not drinking. Like, I don't know. If Miles was like, I don't drink anymore, it'd still be instinct to be like, do you want to go meet the bar and get wings?
Right.
Yeah. Where do we get together now?
The game is still on, even though you're not drinking.
And it is.
Are we going?
So years ago, visited a buddy in England. He just had a kid. The kid's maybe 3 to 6 months old at this point. But... you know, pre-internet, we have to make phone calls, so he's always gushing about his brand-new baby daughter, his first-time father, blah, 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 right? All the same stuff any new parent does. But I get the money, I fly over to England to see this guy. I land before he is done with work, so I wait at his job with him for about the last hour of the time.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth.
For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Tommy's there. No big deal. And we're going to go home. And he's finally going to show off.
How old's your baby at this point?
3 to 6 months old. I mean, it is.
So it's a small, tiny little baby.
It is fresh. Yeah, man. As a parent, you're still super excited about it, right? You don't take anything for granted at this point. That's all they can talk about. I get it. We take a cab. We get to the end of the street. We're now walking toward his house. And he's like, hang on, man. And we stopped at the pub first. And I'm like, for real, man? You've been going on about your daughter. And he's like, listen, bro. And I have taken this advice to heart ever since I heard this probably 30 years ago, somewhere around there. I said, in England, when you're done with work, you go to the pub closest to your house before you actually go home. Period. It's like everybody. And he goes, but what happens is you end up knowing all of your neighbors, right? Because you meet them at this pub. We never talk about work. He's like, I've known this guy for like 10 years. Couldn't tell you what he does for a living. That's not what we're talking about. Soccer. We talk about the neighborhood. We talk about our kids, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, I thought you were the one really excited to show me your daughter. He's like, I am excited. But also, we stop at the pub first. I mean, that was built in. He's like, I don't care. If my house were on fire and my wife called and says there's an emergency and you must come home, he's like, I would stop at the pub first.
To get a beer to put out that fire.
This is how it works. But I realized that, man. I started taking it to heart. And so a lot of time, probably 3 days out of 5, stop at the bar before I go home after work. And it makes a huge difference in your day, right? Whether you had if you have a good day, you go to the bar, you kind of celebrate with your friends. If you've had a bad day, you go to the bar, and they just kind of elevate your mood. Just getting that first beer, man, it makes a huge difference.
I can tell you right now, if someone asks me where somebody in the neighborhood is, I can tell them what bar they're at.
Specifically,
I can tell them what restaurant they're going to. If you're looking for this person, I know exactly the first place you should look. No guarantees, but here's the backup.
Right.
If you don't find them there, I got no clue.
Then he's home.
I got no clue.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.